Lakers over the Phoenix Suns, 112-107, the final score. Just one preseason game left for the Lakers. That's coming up on Friday. And then that's it. And then it's time to take this 72-game journey for the Lakers and hopefully a deep playoff run that would bring championship number 18 to the Lakers. It's all about fine-tuning right now. Lakers, interesting, the game in itself, I mean, if you just look at every single quarter, you got one quarter the Lakers put up 16 points. Another quarter, they put up 43 points. I mean, not exactly the most consistent, but that's preseason basketball and definitely some highlights. Highlights from the perspective of seeing some of these role players chip in. Love seeing what Quinn Cook was doing in that fourth quarter for the Lakers. It's good to see somebody like that who's always working his butt off, getting his opportunity. Got 10 points, the 4 rebounds, and the 4 assists. Talen Horton-Tucker will continue to be a conversation. 7 of 11 from the field. Fantastic game for him, specifically in the second half when LeBron and AD don't go for the Lakers and just kind of continue to rest. So Talen Horton-Tucker, by the way, the 18 points, throwing another 5 rebounds, a steal, a block shot. So you see that he's doing more than one thing. But Kuz was the man tonight. 23 points for the Lakers. Some big shots towards the end there. He ends up playing 32 minutes, 8 of 15 from the field. I don't want to waste too much time here. I want to go to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel, get his thoughts on the Lakers' 5-point victory over the Suns, plus 3-0 now in the preseason. Here's Lakers head coach, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
Zoom.
Not really. I mean, we got to watch the tape and, just continue to study it. I like a lot of different ways we can go. I'm going to feel good about. But certainly, the lineup with Mark out there gives a lot of space for guys to attack the basket. You know, whether it's Bron or whether it's AD or small cutters, KCP, Kuz, Alex, Dennis, you know, guys like that. There's a lot of different ways we can go, but nothing that really solidified for me tonight. I mean, it's just going to take time.
Kyle.
Hey, Frank. What's the status of Dennis last you've heard? And with Dennis and Alex, have they seen their last preseason action, or may one or both of them play for you on Friday?
Too soon to tell. Dennis has a mild ankle sprain. We'll see how he feels tomorrow and Friday. And, as of right now, those guys are possibilities to play Friday.
Mike Trudell.
Hey, Frank, just wondering what you made of after those first couple minutes, Phoenix goes on the run, the second unit gets back in the game, and then your first unit, or at least LeBron and AD, check back in. What did you notice that you think could be meaningful moving forward, even though it was a short stint there to end the first half?
Yeah, well, we played about 18 minutes straight of great defense, you know, and guys are flying around. I felt like I saw a glimpse of the IQ of that group defensively, really talking out coverages and, really rotating and being all over the place. So that was a strong stretch for our team for sure tonight.
Yeah, it's a different defense, right, from last year, even though you have a lot of the same players. You've only had so few minutes to evaluate it, but what does Mark bring to that group with the talking and sort of he and LeBron able to converse on that high level in AD as well intellectually?
It's just like you said, I mean, there's a high IQ with that group. We have a similar scheme to what we did last year. We just got to tighten some of the habits up and, teach the new guys kind of the way we do things. Obviously, there's a high pedigree on the defensive end with all the new guys we brought in. And, but it's every team's different. Every scheme is slightly different. They're learning those nuances. And, it's looked good. Looked really good in stretches.
Frank, how would you evaluate the bench celebration when Dudley hits a three?
I was only looking at Dudley's celebration. So I would evaluate his celebration as, I don't know, what metric are we using here? It was a 10 out of 10. It was a great celebration. Sure. You know, scoops to court with that low three fingers out. I don't know what you call it, but he's the best on our team for sure at celebrating a three ball.
Bill Orme.
Hey, Frank, did LeBron give you any feedback on how he came out of that game and how those first minutes felt for him? And did you see what you wanted to see kind of on the progression with ramping him back up to speed?
He anticipated feeling a little bit rusty in the first stretch, and I thought that played out. And once he got his first win beneath him, I think he settled in and looked great again. I think it was as he anticipated, as I anticipated. And it's just going to be a matter of getting his legs back under him again.
Brad Turner.
Hi, Frank. I think I asked you before the game about Kyle Kuzma, and he had another strong game. What are you seeing from him this entire preseason and training camp?
Yeah, the thing that sticks out is how hard he works. And when you see a guy work that hard, you're not surprised when they have success on the court. And, he's playing at a high level. He's playing with confidence. He's really not forcing any action. He's getting his shots within the rhythm of the offense. And, you have to honor him. You got to know where he's at. You got to close out hard to him. And he's got the ability to make plays with the passing off the bounce when you push up too much. So, I'm happy to see him continuing to grow. And he's a big part of what we're going to do this year.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel right there. I love that message about Kyle Kuzma. So basically, referring to Kuz that he's playing in rhythm. When you have a player that works as hard as he does, he's not surprised to see him have some success. The key is going to be for Kuz, and I've talked about this and we'll continue to chat about it. The key is going to be, can you do it on a consistent basis? When LeBron James and Anthony Davis are in the game, can you still be effective? And be effective not once every three games, but just on a more consistent basis, and just play your role. So let's give Kuz his credit for tonight. Ends up with 23 points for the Lakers. This is coming off a 25-point game against the Clippers in the last one on Sunday. Coming up next, I do want to spend a little bit of time talking about LeBron James and Anthony Davis. So we get a chance to see them for the first time this season. They got one more preseason game left as far as tooling up for the regular season to start. Appreciate you guys being a part of the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show. Stay right here. I'm Alan Sliwa on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on factory direct high quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how. Locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956. Vista Paint. Lakers 44-36 over the Phoenix Suns as far as the points in the paint stats go. Real quick on LeBron and Anthony Davis. So this was good just to see them back. Anthony Davis ended up with 10 points and 4 rebounds. LeBron with 11 points, 2 assists, 2 rebounds. Both guys had a steal as well. AD had a block. So 18 minutes for Anthony Davis, 15 minutes for LeBron James. Got to imagine this next game coming up on Friday against the Suns. We're going to see a lot more of LeBron and Anthony Davis. And this kind of is the trajectory that head coach Frank Vogel talked about a couple days ago, where he said they'll make their appearance tonight, first half, and then Friday they're going to probably play more, and then regular season's going to start. So expect to see more of those two guys, and I'm excited to just keep watching those two players, not necessarily what they can do, but how some of these other players adjust to playing with them, guys like Talen Horton-Tucker, guys like Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, Dennis Schroeder, Marc Gasol. Go down the list of all these different players that certainly we can see from the Lakers once LeBron James and Anthony Davis play on a consistent basis. All right, let's take a quick phone call here. By the way, if you want to be a part of the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show, 877-710-ESPN. As always, we enjoy and we appreciate getting your thoughts on Lakers basketball. Solomon in Lake Balboa. Solomon, thank you for calling in, bud. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, thanks so much for taking my call. I hope this is not too non sequitur because it's not really commenting on tonight's game per se. But I really wanted to get your take on the Lakers losing Dwight Howard. First of all, I think it was ridiculous. They could have had him for $3 million if they would have played it a little bit differently. They kind of chumped him a little bit by putting him on hold for an hour or something. And, you know, you got to be a little delicate with him. But the point is this. They got better. They got younger. They got more athletic. But you gave up two bigs, not one, two. I don't see a backup center on that team. And Marc Gasol, it's good. He's excellent. But, you know, he's kind of old. He ain't got no hops anymore. Am I wrong? Or they need to get one good backup center at least, someone functional to make up for that loss.
Well, I'll say this, Almond, and I appreciate you calling in. Let me take a step back here. That's probably the weakest spot that the Lakers have, and that's the one hole that you can kind of right out the gate say, well, what's that going to look like? Because Marc Gasol can do certain things, but and he can step out and shoot a 22-footer, 23-footer like he did tonight, and even Ireland said it on the call. That's something that JaVale and Dwight obviously couldn't do. But then there was something that Dwight and JaVale brought to the table that Montrez and Marc Gasol, that's not their strengths. So if we got to find a hole on this roster, yeah, it's okay to say that that's the one. But I think, you know, what's going to happen here, at least over the next couple of months, is that a big hole? Is that a real problem? No, is it fine? You can easily fix it. I think the front office, you know, we'll keep that in mind. You get closer to the trade deadline, the buyout market. Maybe this roster won't look exactly the same. But trust me when I tell you this, Lakers got the least amount of holes in the entire NBA. But that's a fair one. If you're going to point something out, that's a fair one to point out. Okay, let's take a listen to Kyle Kuzma and get his thoughts on his performance, on the team's performance, on his role, Lakers over the Phoenix Suns, 112-107. Here's Kyle Kuzma, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
Enjoy some of those moments sometimes.
Hey, Kuz, you had the three ball working tonight, particularly in transition. It seems like that's a shot that you were almost hunting or certainly feeling comfortable in. Talk us through the brief 7-week offseason and if the three-point shot is something that you paid particular attention to in improving your game.
I just got up a lot of threes during the short off season. Just trying to figure out my role, and one thing that I could add, that Frank said in my exit meeting was being able to shoot off the move and. For me, I'm just trying to hunt shots. Anytime I'm up, I got an open look, I'm shooting confidently.
Bill Arm.
Hey, Kyle. Similarly, this was an untraditional offseason, but then, go back another summer and you played with Team USA and got injured. You just haven't had a traditional full offseason in several years. What has been the challenge of trying to build your game, kind of naturally, organically, as your career has progressed, when you just haven't had full traditional off seasons, and how have you tried to manipulate that?
I don't think it's necessarily that. It's just me, I mean, obviously I have a real part, but I just think, in my career, my role has changed like kind of every year. So for me, I've had to adapt my game and figure out ways to affect the game in different ways, much more than other guys on that trajectory. So for me, just watching film and realizing what added parts we have and trying to just shape myself into it to become a winner. And, that's how I really approach off seasons. Every season.
Kaboom.
Hey, Kyle. So we've seen you talking to a lot of the new guys, after plays or during dead balls. Is that you kind of trying to blend them into how this team plays? And what has that been like being a guy who can, sort of be an explainer and be a teacher for some of the guys who have joined this team?
I just learned a lot during the playoffs about myself and just about the game of basketball. So, just coming in, being confident in what I'm doing. And also, you can't really say things to people if you're not, doing what you're supposed to do. So I'm kind of just, you know, just leading. You know, Coach always says every one of us are leaders. I see something, I just try to point it out. And when someone sees something I'm doing wrong, they point it out. And we hold everyone accountable. That's our championship culture.
Last question, Dan Wyking.
Hey, Kuz, you guys have been at this for a couple weeks now. Do you have a sense for what your role could be on this team? Obviously, you've started all three of these games. Do you know yet, or is this going to be another year of adapting?
I have no idea. We'll see.
All right.
All right, that's Kyle Kuzma right there. We'll all see. We'll all find out what Kuzma's role is, but I think he's got the right mindset, and that's probably the most important thing for him. You know, certainly a talented youngster. You're playing on a championship team. This is different. You're not playing for the New York Knicks or the Washington Wizards. You're not playing for a lottery team. You're playing for a championship team, and you got to kind of fit in where you can, and certainly on this roster, Kuzma's trying to do that. When we come back, we'll hear from Anthony Davis. AD got his first chance to play here in this preseason, these four games that the Lakers have before the regular season. We'll get AD's thoughts on how he feels, what he thinks about the team. Stay right here. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Alan Sliwa. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
112-107, Lakers over the Phoenix Suns, now 3-0 in the preseason. Good to see the Lakers come back, put up 43 points in the fourth quarter. Quinn Cook, Talen Horton-Tucker, and Kyle Kuzma led the way for the Los Angeles Lakers. Anthony Davis plays 18 minutes for the Lake Show, 10 points and 4 rebounds. Let's go straight to Anthony Davis, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet, on the Lakers win.
Hey, Anthony, first of all, is there anything that gets the bench more excited than a Jared Dudley 3?
No. It does, man. He does so much for our team, and we're so happy to have him here. You know, he obviously don't get much playing time during the regular season, but you know, when he get in, you know, we always mess with him, and he plays the game the right way. And so when you have a guy who plays the right way and you know, make shots, it's so much fun. And you know, he got all the celebrations, and you know we love to see him go out there and make threes for us.
Okay, yeah, we could tell. AD, just physically, how did you feel? We all know the length or lack thereof of the offseason for you guys. How did it feel in your first game?
I felt great, honestly. You know, coming in, I thought I was going to be a little winded. You know, you can try to get in shape all you want, but it's nothing like basketball shape, you know, in game shape. So, now I was kind of hesitant about that, but I felt fine. You know, I could have played more. Probably going to play more Friday, but I felt, you know, physically fine.
Some new personnel for you guys in that first half when you went on the defensive run, basically after they went up 20-7. What did you see from Mark, from Dennis, and kind of how the defense is still effective but a little different from last year?
Yeah. Like I said, we added some great pieces. You know, Mark, you know, former DPOY. Got Dennis, who's a pest on the ball, picking up 94 feet. Wes, who's a bulldog. So we just try to figure things out defensively still. And we're still learning each other. You know, the new guys still learning the rotations and things like that. But we picked it up. our bench actually came in at the end of the first and picked it up for us. And we just kind of carried it over in that second quarter. But, you know, guys are starting to figure each other out, you know, on both ends of the floor. And, you know, coach doesn't take it lightly when we mess up on defense. And, you know, we take pride in ourselves defensively, as you guys seen last year. Nothing changed about this year. And we're going to continue to figure it out and only continue to get better.
Dave?
AD, how do you view Kyle Kuzma as a fourth-year player, 25 years old, in this game, fitting in or contributing to your guys' overall success this year?
Yeah. he's figuring it out. I mean, you know, when Bron came 2 years ago, you know, obviously Bron get all the attention and you know, Kuz tried to, you know, figure out how to work with that. And then, you know, me coming last year, you know, he tried to figure that out. And I think he's doing a great job of finding his role on his team. We want him to come in and be aggressive. He's making the right plays. He's reading the defenses a lot better, even from last year. You know, there's some plays in this game where he made the great pass. So he's continued to learn the game, continue to figure out his role with our team. And, you know, he developed his shot tremendously from last year to this year, just in that summertime grinding. So he's been playing well this preseason, and he's only going to continue to get better. So, you know, it's going to be a big year for him. He's going to play a bigger role for us this year, and we need to continue to do, you know, what Kuz do.
All right, we'll take three more questions. Kyle.
Hey, D. With this road trip, obviously it's different from other trips you've done. What kind of stands out as what's different from a normal road trip so far? And what can the team do to kind of build back the chemistry that you guys valued so much last year?
I mean, obviously, that every time we're on the road, we play a Western Conference team. I think we're there for a minimum of three nights. So that's a little different playing a team back-to-back, you know, as we did with the Clippers at home, and then, you know, here in Phoenix, we play them again Friday. So that's going to be a little different, you know, kind of geared up for, like, that little playoff. Trey, you want to come show the world what you got on today? That's crazy. Don't worry. It's going to be on Instagram. But I think that's the only weird part about it. You know, instead of playing the team, you know, in the city and then leaving and going to play another team, maybe circling back later on during the season and playing them again. So it's a little different, you know, obviously because of COVID. But we're still trying to keep our chemistry the way it's been. We're not trying to change anything. Guys are still, you know, hanging out with each other, you know, playing cards, you know, going to the NBA approved restaurants and things like that, while still, you know, following the safety protocol. So, I mean, as you see, you know, you follow me, Trez, Dennis, QC on Instagram, that is already there. That chemistry is already there, messing with each other, and it's all pure and natural. So we all kind of clicked from day one, to be honest.
Dan?
Hey, D, if you get excited for a Jared Dudley three, wait till you see a Jared Dudley dunk.
Right. I don't think Duds have dunked in his career. I haven't seen him.
Frank said that he wants his team to kind of keep that sort of play harder than everybody else mentality. It's three preseason games, but, you know, you guys have come back and I think two of them. Have you seen seeds of that still there? I mean, that's not typical for teams trying to repeat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're going to have a target on your back when you're champions. And we got to continue to play harder than other teams. You know, you can't control, you know, misses and makes and things like that, but you can't control playing harder than the other team. And if we continue to fight and be the hardest playing team, then we give ourselves a chance every night. And that's all coach asks for. That's all we, you know, ask for from ourselves, is to go out there, you know, play hard and you know, make sure that when we leave the floor, win or lose, that we were the more physical team. We're the team that play hard.
Last question, Bill.
Hey, D, I just want to go back to what you were saying about Kuz a little bit, because you talked about the work he put in the offseason, and there just really wasn't hardly much of an offseason. I think the expectation was that most guys were going to just try to get to, you know, catch their breath a little bit. I mean, do you feel like he used the time differently than some people, or what, to your knowledge, what was he doing during that time and, you know, relative to what you could do in that time?
I'm not 100% sure what he was doing that time, but I mean, you can tell the difference. You know, either he was putting in work, and came to camp ready and better than he was last year, or he held back on us last year and just kind of, you know, opened his game up, you know, more this year. So I'm not 100% sure, but the way he's playing right now, you know, the game is slowing down for you. And when you get in that fourth year, the game kind of slows down. You read defenses better. You know your shot selection. You know where you're getting your shots. And he understands that now. And, you know, he's playing a lot better. He's you know, better on the defensive end. He guarded Kawhi the other game. You know, he guarded Booker tonight. started on Booker. So, you know, he's getting that defensive, you know, the defensive reps as well. So he's gonna, like I said, he's going to be a big piece for us this year, and he's only going to get better. I mean, this is his fourth year. You know, he's playing extremely well. The guys like him. He's finding his role, he's finding his niche with this team. And if he continues to play the right way, then he'll have a great offseason for sure next summer.
Thank you, AD.
That's Anthony Davis right there giving some kudos to Kyle Kuzma. Kuzma definitely deserves it, 23 points. Obviously, big expectations for Anthony Davis this upcoming season, and that's the expectations for the Los Angeles Lakers. It's championship or nothing. When we come back, the new Los Angeles Laker, Dennis Schroeder. We'll get a chance to listen to Dennis Schroeder, who, by the way, did have a mild ankle sprain. I think Lakers took some precautionary reasons, took him out of the game. We'll see, get his thoughts on how he's feeling. Lakers over the Suns, 112-107. Dennis Schroeder coming up next. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN. Dennis Schroeder for the Los Angeles Lakers tonight. 7 points, 3 assists, 4 rebounds. Didn't play in the last game. Played 24 minutes tonight. We will get an update directly from Dennis Schroeder. He did have a mild ankle sprain. You know, the question in the conversation, and this is not going anywhere, will Dennis Schroeder be starting for the Los Angeles Lakers by the time we get to Friday, or I'm sorry, by the time we get to December 22nd, the first game against the Clippers, started tonight with Marc Gasol, LeBron James, Kuzma, and Anthony Davis. Lakers over the Suns, 112-107. Let's take a listen. Dennis Schroeder just addressed the media. This is Schroeder, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
Hey, Dennis, just wanted to start by asking you about the ankle. We saw that you went out in the third quarter, and see how it's feeling at this moment.
So it's pretty good. I got treatment on it already. You know, I iced it during the game. So I think it's nothing to worry about. You know, see how it's, you know, feeling tomorrow in the morning. I think it's pretty high.
Got it. Frank said he was eager to see how it looked with you playing alongside LeBron and AD. Just wondered what your first impressions were, Dennis, of how that went.
I mean, it's a preseason game still. You know, we try to find our way. We played in practice a little bit, not too much. But, you know, we just try to figure stuff out, you know, how we're playing on the offensive end and the defensive end. You know, but like I said, it's try to get a feel for each other, you know, on the offensive end, what they like to do when I'm, you know, going to the basket, you know, if they want to cut or not. I mean, it's just, you know, feel and pick and roll with me and AD. But like I said, we're going to get better at it.
You know, this team really emphasized defense last year. I know that's pretty common for most NBA teams, but it clearly worked as they got their way to the title. Any just first impressions of how that works for you, what your focus is on the defensive side of the floor when you play with that starting group?
Well, just being active. You know, I think try to bring the ball, you know, when I'm off the three-point line and bring them inside. That's what we really focusing on because we got, you know, LeBron and AD down there. Who, you know, creating really tough shots. Basically, you know, just try to be aggressive. Don't try to give them open looks. And, I mean, you know, everything I've been doing, basically, you know, try to, you know, pick up full court sometimes and just try to get the energy going.
I want to talk new guys. I feel like we've talked individually.
Dennis Schroeder right there from the Lakers, and expect to hear a lot more from Schroeder as we get going with the season. And there's going to be some curiosity of what his role is going to be. You know, we just spent, and you heard Anthony Davis talking about it, Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. We spent some time talking about what the role of Kyle Kuzma is going to be. And now we're having that conversation about Talen Horton-Tucker. We didn't even see KCP and Alex Caruso tonight, even though we have a pretty good idea of what their roles are going to be. Dennis Schroeder, I think, is going to be an interesting one, too. I really do. I think Dennis Schroeder, I've talked about this on Lakers Talk, and I think that acquisition will be the biggest acquisition that the Lakers had this offseason. By the way, every time I say that, I start watching Montrezl Harrell, and maybe Montrezl Harrell is even better than I thought. Another 11.6 rebounds for him, 2 steals, a block shot, but his energy is fantastic. But I think Dennis Schroeder fills this void for the Lakers. You know, so much of the season last year, Rondo had an unbelievable playoff run. But for the most part, The way the Lakers were structured, that's where they struggled. Another ball handler, another guy that could put pressure on the defense, that could take it to the basket and find ways to score inside the paint. And that's what Dennis Schroeder is going to be for the Lakers. So by the time, you know, let's say 30 days from now, 60 days from now, that's when we're really going to get an idea of what the rotation looks like, what some of these players, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, what lineups you feel like match perfect together, and other lineups that still need some work. So we'll get to see that with Dennis Schroeder. To put kind of just a cap on the first three preseason games, the Lakers, in my opinion, this is the best team in the NBA, by far the best depth in the NBA, and certainly, you know, a squad and an organization right now that they're not only going to be favored to obviously win another NBA championship, but this regular season I think is going to show something that maybe we didn't get to see all that much last season. LeBron and Anthony Davis are going to be asked to do a lot, but they're going to be asked to do less this upcoming year because of all the talent that the Lakers have. So if Kyle Kuzma can continue to evolve his game, if KCP and Alex Caruso can continue to chip in the way they did last season, if Montrezl Harrell and Dennis Schroeder are leading candidates for sixth man of the year again the way they were last season, Dennis Schroeder got runner up and Montrezl Harrell actually won the award. If all these guys, if there isn't this huge drop-off when you go to your bench or when your role players are in for LeBron James and Anthony Davis, it's going to be a fun season. It's going to be a fun season either way, but you guys know what I'm referring to on that front. Certainly the Lakers got just an incredible amount of talent. One more preseason game for the Lakers, just one more left. That's coming up on Friday, by the way. We'll start our pregame coverage at 6 o'clock on Friday. And that will be the final game against the Phoenix Suns, and then tip-off will be at 7:30. Quick reminder, starting tomorrow morning at 5 a.m., Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, and Travis, so make sure to tune in for that. And then, obviously, the rest of the lineup all day. I'll be filling in for Scott Kaplan tomorrow night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., so if you want to join me a part of that show as well. Thank you for being a part of the show. Lakers over the Phoenix Suns, 112-107, 3-0 now in the preseason. This has been the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.